Item number six, 2323, in regards to Courtney L's DBM. Board may review, discuss, and take action to review compliance with consent agreement. Again, this was on supplement one. She did a very short estimate protocol, which was like, you know, we didn't exactly give her a word minimum, so. Looked to me like it, I guess it met what we were asking for.
I guess, I mean, I kept looking for the rest of that attachment. Is there another PDF in there?
Yeah, right.
Well, and it, one concern I have, we get a lot of documents that aren't signed. And I have a concern with that. I don't know that we need to go so far as requesting they be notarized, but we don't know technically who submitted that, do we?
I didn't even.
Other than it might have been an attachment to an email?
Madam Chair, members of the board, Dr. Ellis was out of the country at the time that this was overdue, and I followed up with her, and she had the staff email it.
Okay. It's just a consideration for the future, because we have stuff coming in where sometimes it just gives the person's name and it ends up that they were the office manager, at, you know, and, you know, we don't regulate office managers, so. I just would like to see a licensee or certificated person be the signatory authority on documents that are submitted to us.
Sounds good. So is there, I make a motion that we approve her consent. I mean, what am I exactly? That she's in compliance with her consent agreement?
Yes, I do.
That's okay.
Fine. Right, so I don't think there's anything we need to do.
Okay, we don't need to do anything. It's just, okay. All right. Moving on then. Now we are down to. Sorry, do we need it?
That's a good point. Do they need, is it consent agreement done?
Yes, that's all she had to do. She wasn't on probation.
Oh, okay, so there's no action.
So no action, no motion, no action, or is it just a motion to approve and that she's in compliance?
That they determined she was in compliance and had completed the terms of their.
Okay, I make a motion that Dr. Ells is in compliance with her, with the board and her consent agreement.
And she's complied with all the
terms. That she is compliant with all the terms.
Second.
Okay, motion and a second. Again, consent agreement, so let's do roll call. Dr. James, roll call.
Mr. Lohi?
Aye.
Dr. Nosley?
Aye.
Ms. Krieger?
Aye.
Dr. James is an aye. Ms. Solomon?
Aye.
Dr. Thompson?
Aye.
Okay, motion passes. We are now down to section number five, reports, correspondence, referrals, and other business. We will do.
Before you go on, I
yes.
apologize.
Sorry.
Back to item five, Dr. Escalada, we don't believe that you approved to see in the motion.
Oh, okay.
That he hadn't taken it, or he was?
He did.
So we're retroactively approving it?
No, we're just saying that, yes, we're stating that he did do it.
Oh, we're confirming that he took it. We're
yes.
not approving a CE plan.
Correct.
Okay, got it.
Okay.
So moved.
Second.
Motion and a second. Voice, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? All right, thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. So now, again, section five, number one, board may review, discuss, and take action on veterinary license applications. Mr. Lougheed is the lead on all these, and the first one is Julie Kang, DBM.
I move we accept the application of Julie Kang, DBM.
Okay, I second. All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Motion passes. Next up is Melissa McFerrin, DBM.
I move we accept the application of Melissa McFerrin, DBM.
Okay, I second that. Motion and a second to approve. All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Motion passes. Now down to Courtney Williams, DBM.
I move we approve the application of Courtney Williams to DBA.
Okay, want to second that? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion passes. And last but not least, Chandler Roberts.
I move we accept the application of Chandler Roberts to DBA.
Okay, I second that. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion passes. Okay, now on to board may review, discuss, and take action on request regarding the clarification of interpretation of ARS 3222-42B pertaining to certified veterinary technician application requirements per ARS 41-1001.02. This is for Catherine Ruffinoff. And Ms. Solomon, you are the lead.
Yes, I do have a couple of questions and would definitely like board members to comment. The area of animal nutrition, I couldn't really find a corresponding. She attempted to, but I looking into it, I'd be interested in your comments. And in a number of areas, she identified work experience as opposed to coursework. So I don't recall that happening before, but it may have.
You can't use support, you can't use experience.
Good, that's what I thought, okay. So based on those two, pardon?
Is she on the main agenda? I can't.
Yes, she's, yes. It's item 52A. 52A, it's in the main agenda folder, I do believe, yeah. Catherine Ruffinoff. So based on those, I make a motion to deny the equivalency.
I have a couple questions. So I get that we don't use on-the-job training, completely acceptable. Do we accept various CEs to cover stuff that may have been covered in a
no.
program?
No, because okay. it's got to be on the degree that they received.
Okay, yeah, because I'm just curious, because the, there was a lot of...
A lot of race, race. Yes.
Yeah, so that's, I just wanted to...
We like, need oh, official transcript. We need official transcript stuff.
So I will say something about the... And you're talking about the VET 225 animal nutrition reproduction genetics and aging
that's
versus her principles of human nutrition.
Yeah.
Unless she was trying to be a ruminant nutritionist, I wouldn't worry too much about that.
Yeah.
There's a lot of things very similar.
Human and animal nutrition.
Sure. Mm-hmm. Very closely. Same thing as, I mean, and there's as many differences as there are similarities, but if you understand one, you understand the other.
Well, and then there's biochemistry as well, which is part okay. of it, right?
Yeah.
I think that's fine.
What about the OJT going on, the OJT for performing differential counts in cytology and all this stuff?
Yeah, we've already determined on-the-job training isn't part of what we are allowed to consider.
Right.
We're considering the...
Right.
In academics.
But that was almost listed as adjunct, too.
So I didn't have any problem with the comparison part. Now, what I did, not look and see what her GPA was.
She had, come away.
Oh, well, let her take the exam.
I just don't understand why we would want to hold her back. I mean, I feel like she has probably a more thorough biology animal science background than what you get out of tech school.
I know.
Mm-hmm. I mean, the courses might not be exactly the same,
well, right,
but her knowledge and her background is going to be well above that of a, in my
sure.
opinion, of a tech.
She's learned to learn.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. These courses.
Have you approved other people with biology degrees?
I think we have. I was trying to think back on that when I was looking at it yesterday, and I couldn't think of anyone in particular, but I feel like once we see that they have a bachelor's degree in some kind of science, we've been more apt to be like, that probably fit.
And she even took the additional classes too, and
mm-hmm.
I mean, there's a difference between biology and botany, right? I mean, biology is biology. You could call that animal science.
Yep.
Same thing.
But under small and large animal medicine, I didn't see any coursework of anesthesia for veterinary technicians. She attended some race-approved things and medical nursing for veterinary technicians. There was no coursework.
I know, but this is tricky because do you think she knew she was going to be a CVT when she went to get her undergrad?
No,
so,
no.
You know, naturally,
the whole
she's
purpose of a,
probably not going to.
Whole purpose of a getting your diploma is, like you said, learning to learn the rest of your life.
Right.
It really doesn't matter what that is. My dad was a livestock specialist. His degree was in entomology. Right? But
well, yeah,
has there been a better extension guy since him on livestock in Arizona? No.
So yeah, but getting at it's not going to be a complete comparison because otherwise she would have just gone to CBT school.
Yeah, and she's been working in the field.
For years.
And I think the CEs, yeah, they don't count towards anything because she doesn't have a certificate.
Right, right.
But
shows an effort.
That is
though.
Just like going to a class.
Right.
Right. And it counts as education for other people who have a license or a certificate. So. I mean, it's not like it's totally worthless. It shows initiative.
Yeah.
That, hey, I have no reason to do this, but I'm going to do it anyway.
Right.
Like I did during COVID. I could have had so many CEs. I just didn't have a license.
Okay. All right. So, do I hear a motion?
Did you make a motion already?
Yes.
And did we get a second?
We didn't.
Okay.
They died for lack of a second.
So we'll
made
fail
a
motion. Oh, yes, you
she
did.
Made a motion to deny it.
To deny it. Okay. But I just want to make sure that
right. Thank you.
Thank you.
It was, yeah, it wasn't
okay.
Seconded. Yeah.
Then do you want to remake a motion or do you want someone
I'll
else?
Let it die for lack of a second.
Okay. So meaning somebody else can make a motion then. So I would make a motion that we approve Catherine Rufinock to apply for CBT. That is based on her educational background meeting the requirements of a technician school. Okay. I will second that, both of us. Okay, there's no further discussion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion passes. Board may review, discuss, and take action to review ARS 36-25-25 related to electronic prescribing requirements for veterinarians. And Victoria is the lead.
Yes.
Madam Chair, members of the board, this is something the board has done every year for the past 4 or 5 years, I believe. This law requires the board to review whether or not electronic prescribing is available for veterinarians on a wide basis. I checked with the AZVMA, their members do not believe that it is. So that's the input that we've provided. So I'm just looking for input from the board to make a determination as to this moment. Is there such abilities for veterinarians to do that?
But I thought one of the concerns also was that it sounded like there was some agency or some third party that they couldn't connect with anyway that wouldn't allow a veterinarian to use that part
that's
of the service.
Okay, someone said there. Their input, yes.
Yeah.
I told my husband, he's a software engineer. I said, honey, this is how we're going to get rich. Come on.
Is he a coder?
Maybe.
I'll work with
him. He's a manager now. So,
I
yeah. He's
I need
I'll tell
go.
Him that. Like, come on.
So it sounds like nothing has changed.
Nothing has changed.
Yeah. Change.
No
change.
Okay. Thank you.
Moving on. Okay, so now we have number 4. Board may review, discuss, and take action of disciplinary action from another state. This is in your supplement 1. This is regard to Laura Warren, DBM. And she's the one, she received a letter of reprimand from Nevada. She shared it with us. This is one we had just asked her to follow up on, right?
Correct.
What,
yes.
So she thankfully remembered and,
yes.
and sent it to us. So
yes.
Do we have to take any?
It just if the board has concerns about it, if
no.
not, normally.
No.
Well, sorry.
No concerns. Thank you for reporting
anyone?
Back.
Yeah.
Okay, now we are down to number six. Board may review, discuss, and take action on possible unlicensed practitioner Adriana Hamid with TLC Canine Reproduction Services LLC. This is in supplement one.
This isn't our friend that used to be in Cave Creek, got married, or Queen Creek, got married and moved to Phoenix?
I know. Oh, yeah, that's right. That is the same first name, isn't it?
Yeah.
I think.
I don't know. I did not go look at the Facebook page. So. So I would move we send her a letter of inquiry.
Second.
So open a case.
And open a case.
Thank you.
Okay. So motion and a second to open a case against Adriana Hamid. No further discussion. All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Okay, motion passes to open a case. Now we are on number seven. Board may review, discuss, and take action on premise inspections. Dreamy Draw Cat Hospital.
I will reopen a case.
Okay. Supplement one, Victoria is like to say.
Yeah.
I think that answers it. Okay, so we have a motion. Did I hear a second? To open
second.
Okay. Motion and a second to open a case on Dreamy Draw Cat Hospital. There is no further discussion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? Motion passes. Let's see. Number eight, board may review, discuss, and take action on agency substance abuse treatment and rehabilitation program project. Ms. Allman, you are the lead. There's no documents, right? Supplement one, but no documents. Okay.
Yes. So this, yeah, it's right. More of a discussion item.
Take it away.
Yes. Currently, as you could see for many of our cases the past few years, although we only get a couple a year, they're on probation for 3 to 5 years, so it snowballs and we have a fair number of cases from year to, every year. It puts a tremendous load on staff and the board, but mainly staff, to continue to monitor, to come up. The board has to kind of customize programs depending on each case. Sometimes the addictionologist evaluation is not all that specific as to what type of counseling and frequency and amount. And for a submittal of approval for counseling, it's my understanding, Victoria, that you look at whether they have a clean record, basically, or a license in good standing.
Correct.
So it doesn't necessarily mean that they deal with medical professionals or substance abuse, and we don't need to reinvent the wheel. I've taken a look at the medical our medical boards, the dental board, the behavioral sciences board, and the nursing board, and I'd like us to take a look. And we could certainly, we have the option of creating our own under statute. We can. So. And it's funded by a part of our fees, up to 5%, I think it is, of the fees collected for renewals. So I would suggest to get this off our staff's plate, as well as the board's, to look into contracting, if possible, with an existing program. Again, because of the number of years of education, the time and treasure involved, I tend to want to look to like, so I'm looking more toward the medical board program as to those that don't require a lot of advanced education above a bachelor's degree. So, I mean, that's an option, but certainly we could ask staff to look at the programs, come back to us. I don't think we need to reinvent the wheel. There are our existing state contracts, are there not, for some of these?
There are.
So we can tag on, and I'm certain if we had special requirements we wanted to implement, we could certainly meet with the head of those programs. But these are people who are professionals in the field. They're licensed professionals in substance abuse. And I think in respect for the veterinarian whose very livelihood is dependent upon this, and with our, it serves our goal objectives with these cases, which is to protect the public and to heal the veterinarian or CVT. These programs, existing programs that have already I have no idea how long they've been in practice. Maybe that's something else Victoria can report back to us on. But it would eliminate such things as her having to follow up on Hunsberger's confirmation of the lab process. It would get off her plate things like submittal of drug test results. We'd only hear about them if they were a positive. So it's going to get a lot of routine counseling reports. We'd only hear about them if there's an exception. If there's a problem the board needs to address. So it would take a whole lot off of staff's plate, and it would take a whole lot off of our plate. And I think put it in essence in more appropriate hands. So I would move that we pursue per 322209, which the board may establish a plan for the treatment and rehabilitation of licensees or certificate holders who are impaired by alcohol or drug abuse. The plan shall include education, intervention, therapeutic treatment, and post-treatment monitoring and support. So that's, and again, it's funded, it's provided for, where is that? Up to 5% for each collected renewal fee can be spent to pay for that. So funding is there.
And then is it like the PAPA program? I know
that one has much less requirements than it's only like 2 years. There was some communication problems, if you recall, between the PAPA program and our staff. We want to be more, and not that we couldn't attempt to negotiate with whoever their provider is, but I think, you know, an MD versus a DVM versus a pharmacist.
Right.
And a DVM. That's just, in my head, it's more comparable as a profession. And I may be completely off base.
This all sounds, I mean, great. I'm like, am I missing something here that it's a really simple, like, we would just.
It's not.
Say we're okay.
It's not.
Okay.
Let's do it. No, we're going to have to. No, and Victoria's going to need to look into what state contracts there are.
Yes. For those of you who have been around a long time, Madam Chair, members of the board, you know that this is an important thing to do, and it is something that I work on and off, and have been for at least 5 years.
Okay.
At least 5 years ago, I met with the medical board, the pharmacy board, the nursing board, and learned about their programs and what they do and how they do it. I would suggest that there's no way that this agency could ever have a program that looks like theirs, because they have full-time staff on their agencies that deal with those programs. So they have both. They have so many people in their program that they need a staff person in the agency to deal with the contractors who are doing that, because as Jane said, people will have positive tests that have to come back to board, so there has to be a staff member who's dealing with it.
So right now they all come back.
We can have a program, I just want to caution that it's not going to look like the giant agencies that have lots of people. So 4 years ago I did a budget. We don't just have the money. We have to appropriate the money. 4 years ago, I put in a budget request for this type of program that was denied. So at the time, I believed it to be a chicken and the egg sort of thing, as they didn't want to fund it until we had a program. Like, well, we can't start a program until we have the funding. Okay. So perhaps I just didn't make a good business case for the request at that time. So perhaps this time I could do better with that.
So is that something that goes to the Department of Administration, or is that something that is appropriated?
It's the government. It goes to every budget request first goes to the governor's budget office, and they make the governor's budget, and then before it goes to the JLBC, that. So that piece of it. So probably 4 months ago, I reached out to another board similar in size to ask what they were doing. They also believed that they couldn't do what the other big boards were doing. So they just identified other groups, not PAPA, but something like PAPA in their profession, where they just send people to, right? So they're very off hands in that way. About the same time as when I learned that the state had finally, after all these years, gone out to bid to put people on a state, put organizations on a state contract, such as PAPA and or different things like that, so that's perfect. So a lot of that piece is done. So so that's there. So it's just, I'm happy to work on it, want to work on it. So I would ask the board, knowing that we're probably 2 years behind on doing rules review, the IT project is starting in June, which will take about 4 months of my time, many times of the day. So I would ask you to pick what you want the priorities to be. Do you want me to kick the IT project down the road? Do you want to kick the rules project down the road? Because those, I also need to hire 2 more people, and that's the other top priority. Which one of those, how do you want me to prioritize the substance abuse program?
Hire the 2 rules, substance abuse, IT. That's without knowing what the IT is.
Well, the IT is a big e-licensing project that we're working on literally for a year.
I know this may be some additional work on the upfront in the short term, but longer range, it's going to be removing a lot of stuff off of you and your staff's plate, as well as the board's.
I totally agree. I just want to caution
again. I can help.
That last week I worked 67 hours a week. Last week, that's not uncommon. And look what's today. So it's a matter of balancing and always setting priorities of what I have to do. And so just to say, we'll just do some more time. It may not be possible for me. So I'm just trying to be perfectly honest that I don't know how to fit that in.
Okay. Can you ask the medical board to send us the details of their program?
I can.
So that the board could look it over and do these deliberations.
But if we've already looked at the medical board and we can't comply with that level of functioning, the other board that you looked at that's more our size that basically is out, that's it, should we look at that one instead? Something that's a little bit more reasonable and see if that's something we can work with? Because I think it's probably going to end up being some kind of a blended, you know, do we hire somebody to do the drug monitoring, but we still do the quarterly appearances and the review. Like, I feel like it's going to end up being some kind of a blended model.
Well, I think the program, if I think what I was envisioning, and I could be totally off base here, is that the program would do the monitoring of the drug test results. We wouldn't need separate staff. We contract. We pay that program. Right. To, you know, whatever they're out of the...
We wouldn't even pay. I don't even think those programs are paid. The person pays the program.
Right.
Like the PAPA. We didn't pay PAPA.
Right. Okay. Well, yeah. However it's aligned, I don't see the... I'm trying to get the drug tests off our plate. Only if there's a problem.
But
the routine ones, and the routine reporting, and the pharmacy stuff, and the... That's all paperwork the staff, and again, I realize and very much appreciate the fact that Victoria's plate is more than overflowing. I will volunteer however I can help, but I think if there's an already existing model, and if it doesn't work, then let's tweak it, whether it's PAPA or the... I happen to think that the PAPA was too loosey-goosey. We had trouble getting them to report back to us. I think it's only a 2-year or less duration. We go standardly 3 to 5. Do you think veterinarians are closer in practice to pharmacists or MDs? Would be my question back to you.
Well,
Neither.
I don't think it really matters.
So we have to tailor it, but I don't think we should continue to do it ourselves.
There's enough similarities.
The IT project goes for like 4 months, you said 6 months?
They would have to adjust.
Right, oh, absolutely, I'm not saying.
If I can focus on this in big cross the fall, then that's.
Well, that's what I was wondering, is like, if the IT project is 6 months, can we just, I think this is good to look into. I think there are some wins that we could have for the board and for board staff, outsourcing this to somebody who's more professional, knows what they're doing, right? Because we don't even know what the dresses are half the time. But if, and so I think it's worth keeping on the docket. I just don't know if right now the board staff doesn't have capacity to take it on. Do we just say we're putting it on the docket for 6 months from now when IT is complete? And now we tackle this? Because rules is gonna take a long time. That's probably not.
Yeah, and I volunteered to work on that.
It's just me.
I know. And we don't want Victoria to leave us because we burnt her out either, so. A delicate balance of, you know.
And how much can board staff technically volunteer to help with on some of that?
The board members.
Board, yeah, members.
I'm not a state.
I don't know the answer to that.
Because I think there's some.
Where's our attorney general at? What's he doing? He's on his phone.
I'm Googling different math programs around the state. Pardon me?
How much volunteering can we do?
Can we do?
You know, I'm gonna defer to.
As in we, James volunteering.
I mean, that's an administrative function. And I think, you know, if Victoria needs assistance, she'll reach out to, you know, and put it on the agenda.
But there are some open meeting considerations if there's, we can't ever have five of us in the same place volunteering on the same thing.
Not only in the same place, but even like on the same email chains, things like that.
Yeah,
so, you know, again.
So that kind of takes all the help away, because you're still gonna be the email filter.
It always comes down to me, frankly.
I mean, it always. Or Tracy, we made Tracy the filter.
But in the interim, but Victoria could have said to Jane, why don't you go out and research which programs are out there? Do a comparison of them.
And do a presentation.
Yeah, let's talk about it. And then we can decide if we want to postpone, because I don't want this work to fall on you right now. Clearly, that's not acceptable. 67 hours isn't quite honestly acceptable. So.
I mean, it's 57. If you're 10 hours away, that's still not acceptable.
So that's what I'm saying is like, this should not be put on you right now, but I do see that if you're already working 67 hours a week, we need to do something differently, or else we'll be doing this again a year from now and you'll be working 77 hours a week because we're growing in population. And right, like, you have to change something today in order to affect tomorrow, right? And so I don't feel like you want to completely ignore these things, but if you can turf some of it to at least get some groundwork done, maybe that is an option.
So since we have to use organizations on state contracts, I could give Ms. Solomon the companies that are on the state contract and she could research them.
At this point, at least it's a starting.
I'm happy to more than happy to do it, because at this point, all this stuff is gonna continue coming to Victoria and her staff and to us. And we're gonna have to weed our way through and customize each program. And we don't know whether the person, the counselor they're going to see is, if they're really gonna get their money, their proverbial money's worth, because all we know is that they're a licensed counselor.
It's just never been like a huge problem because we've only had like probably an average of 5.5 a year.
And COVID probably.
Yeah.
Right. Oh, yeah.
And so that's why
it's.
We can blame it on
COVID.
Don't we still have
COVID?
Some of that?
But it compounds because each of those lasts.
This contract has taken away the need for appropriation in our budget, or no?
No.
We still need that money appropriated somehow.
If indeed we actually need money to operate such a program, because we may not, because
we can use that 5%.
Because you would
have the response.
All the costs on the person.
Yes.
Except when in like a case where we have to hire an expert, we have to get one of those people from this company to come talk at a formal hearing or something. Then the agency would have to pay them for their time for that. So that's what the original, I think that's what the Appropriation Act, that was assuming that those things would happen. that you, at some point, the agency would have to pay these organizations or some other professional as a witness on different things.
There would have to be some kind of an incentive for them to want to tweak their program the way we want it, though, right? Or would that be, we're going to funnel these people that are going to pay them money to them, and that's the incentive?
That's originally when I talked to Papa, Papa was going to charge a fee. And this was a long time ago. This was 6 years ago. I wasn't comfortable with how Papa was doing things, and I think they've changed since then. But again, I think the now agencies have moved to, unless they have their own staff, they're so big that they have their own staff, that they're just, you know, you go to Papa and you pay for it, and that's the piece of it. That's the unknown. I don't know what their incentive is to tweak it, honestly, unless we did have some contractual arrangement with them.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure it's going to end up having to be some kind of contractual arrangement, because that would also give us the prerogative. We may not be able to change a lot, but we may be able to tweak enough or add enough in that we're comfortable with how they have to report back to the staff, to the board, and because I don't know what their existing practices are. So I'm assuming it's by exception. That they, unless there's a problem, that was the way Papa was. Unless there was a compliance problem, they didn't reach out to us. We had to ask them for reports, correct?
For Papa?
Yeah.
It was part of her agreement.
Okay, yeah. So that she entered into an agreement with Papa.
So it was her job to get them,
So I just see it ultimately replacing a lot of work that we don't have to do, because we have a lot of work we have to do. With inspections and licensing and regulating our licensees and our certificate holders. This is something we can remove. Again, realizing it would take some work up front, but we can remove this off of Victoria and her staff's plate. And yes, I know it's only a few cases a year, but again, when you add it up over 3-5 years in the overlap, you're dealing with 10 or 15 cases every month or every quarter that could be out of here, except for problems with compliance.
Right.
So anyway, I will shut up.
Okay, so it sounds like, though, the direction is that you're gonna provide Ms. Solomon with the state-approved contract person or whomever.
Great.
And then we have an understanding that we want you to finish the IT project and not burn out and quit on us. And so that, finishing up that piece, maybe, you know, meaning this fall, we can agendize it again to bring it back, and then maybe by then too, you would have, you know, done.
Sure.
Okay. Does that sound like that's a good plan?
Okay. Everybody? And you said hire 2 positions was one part of
it too. See, this is, to me, this is going to get work off.
No. She does. I know, but I just
two vacant positions.
Okay, so that's vacant or additional?
Additional.
That's good.
Yeah, that's good.
And which one additional? I mean, what are the additional?
An inspector and an investigator.
Good.
But yeah, just because they're open doesn't mean that you quickly fill them, though, right? I mean, that's
the jobs have to be established.
Okay.
Yeah. What's it pay?
No. Mr. Lowe, he needs a job. Okay, well, I think it sounds good then. Thank you. I think that was helpful, and we're all in agreement.
Good. Thank you.
Okay, so on.
Madam Chair, can we take a little break before we do the legislative?
Absolutely. We're doing well on our time. We'll be out of here.